Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to Vibrant Living. And love, the ability to experience love, let love in. As Ashley Montague said from Princeton, I was at my parents' pool. And I was listening to the show out of New York, and Ashley Montague was on, and he said, "Love heals broken bones." I never forgot about that. I thought, wow, I'd never heard that before. I heard love does a lot of things, but heals broken bones. It alters us. And oftentimes, and I want to say even things like personal transformational work and self-help gets in the way of love. So I want you to open. I request you open to another way of seeing love and experiencing love. And this experience of love that clears our beliefs, right? Our beliefs about love. I'm going to give you one quick example. I did a seven-day course with a psychiatrist, Bob Shaw, and I was the only layperson. Everybody in the room is a lawyer, a doctor, and Bob told a story about love, and he said that this guy he was very suicidal, and he wouldn't see a therapist. He would not see a healer. He wouldn't see anybody, but he would play chess. And so every time he got into a certain challenged state, he would go play chess with Bob. And so Bob's thing was, can you allow your language to meet the person where they are, right? To meet them in a way that invokes this quality of love. John Adago spent 45 years beyond the time of it. He's been a dedicated student of awareness practices and things that wake us up. That's something that's often beyond our brain, beyond our beliefs, perhaps this experience of love. I want to welcome John on our roundtable of Vibrant Wisdom today. Lisa LaRose, who took one of the quotes from John's books that she does so beautifully. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. Janet Carafa. Janet's been a family member, it seems like a long time. I want to say it's so good. You know, ever since we danced together, ever since we did our mime, someone said to me yesterday about miming. Janet's a world-class mime. She's an innovator in the field of movement and yoga and has a studio in Kauai where we're doing our retreat with John Adago, and someone said, so I wanted to share this with you because I realized I like to say to people, you're an innovator and listener and invoker of movement. Because when I mentioned this, I was telling someone earlier about you being a mime, and they said, is a mime the person that you want to see someone drop a safe on by the end of the movie?
general public view, and
we're
trying to change that. Yes.
Yeah. So we're gonna get it. Jen has some beautiful practices to feel what we're talking about in your body. And well, first of all, Lisa, why don't you read the introduction quote that you beautifully put together that will, for the spirit and kind of where we're going to explore today. And I want to open up the phone lines today. I know we already have some callers for John today, so I want to welcome you guys. And so, Lisa, go ahead. And Lisa, Jenna, we're going to pick up on this. We're going to redefine mime in current day terms with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, Farah, I like that. Yes.
John, this is from John's book, Ancient Wisdom Can Enrich Your Life Today. Love is an art that one spends a lifetime mastering. Everyone wants to love, But as in art, it requires a full commitment of the artist. To master any art, one must learn, develop skills through consistent practice, and devote oneself with discipline and perseverance to mastering the art. Oh, I just love that.
You what?
I do.
Mistakes are a gift from the heavens, Lisa.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm so, I think probably more so than any of the shows that we have talked about it during this exploration of the remarkable art of love is just is very exciting, a very exciting one to explore. And you know, it's so nice because I John was kind enough to send me both of his books, East Meets West and also The Ancient Wisdom, and they're really companions to each other. And As I'm, you know, reading both, I'm kind of going back and forth and really delving into this. And I just want to extend this, and I apologize, John. I know this was one of your teachers, if I mispronounce his name, but it was Swami Muktananda. And
yes.
So he began each meeting with this greeting, and I extend this to all of you. With respect and love, I welcome you with all my heart. That's it.
You know, that's beautiful. And by the way, you said Swami Muktananda right on. You could have been in South Ballsburg 35 years ago, Lisa. It was when Muktananda would hold his large healing retreats or Dashan, or not Dashan. What do you call it, John? It was called the Shaktipad transmission.
Dashan was the blessing that he gave. And he introduced people to meditation. And he introduced thousands of people every weekend during the summer when he was there for about 10 or 12 weeks. It was pretty extraordinary.
I want to share something. Go ahead, John. I was going to say
because when he was in residence, people came from all over the world.
Yeah. Hmm. So one of the things that I noticed in our relationship, John, that I thought I would bring up with the listeners, I think it's very relevant to the experience of love, is that at a certain point when we have our conversations, and I'm going to see you very soon, that I see what begins to happen is the music of our relationship begins to shift. It's in other words, when you first meet someone, you're kind of getting a sense of the linear. We're very focused on the linear, like who you are, what do you do for a living. But to transfer love and soul, there's a musical dimension of that. So I wanted you to, because you're someone, you kind of went from this conventional life to this other life where another frequency called you. Would you call that frequency love? What called you beyond your regular life?
Well, first, I didn't leave the regular life. There are some spiritual paths that require you to go in.
Well, there are Thank you, Lisa.
That require you to go off to a monastery or to an ashram or go into seclusion where the aim is to eliminate the distractions. But that's not what is commonly called the fourth way. In the fourth way, the idea is to practice your spiritual practices while leading a full life of family and community and citizen. The idea is that nothing is neglected, that you have to touch every base. And the central ingredient, that which fulfills the human life, is the art of love. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to be loved, and most people think they're capable of love. And to some extent, they all are. But as it said in that quote, it's an art, and it's an art that has to be mastered through consistent practice. Now, there are different kinds of love. There's a sentimental love or an emotional love that sometimes we think of as a little bit sappy. And there's an instinctive love, and this is just a simple attraction that's based on biology and chemistry. How many times have we heard it said that he or she is not my type? Because different types attract one another. But anything physical runs down, so the physical attraction is not the basis for an enduring relationship. What we're speaking about here is the art of intentional or conscious love. And this is the art of how do I relate to you so as to further your development, help you to grow? How do I nurture your finest and noblest parts and characteristics? This is quite a different level of love, because this is not something that just happens to you. As we say, we fell in love. This is a verb. This is an action. This is a way. And the master teaches, the first commandment is to love thy God. Jesus said the most important commandment was to love thy neighbor as thyself. What's interesting to note is that love wasn't introduced as an option. It was stated as a law. In order to fulfill one's aim and purpose of his life, he must learn to practice intentional or conscious love.
Oh, by the way, I want to restate the question, although I love Lisa's laugh so much. It was worth the question. When I said ordinary life, what I meant to actually say, or what I'll say now, is how did you depart from terminal normality? The kind of normalness that kind of shuts us down to this rhythm and song of life, right? It's kind of like we don't learn that in school usually. And yet we know that when we actually listen to the sound, the hidden sound, it moves us in a different way.
Yes.
Tough question to ask, because I realize it's not the ordinary life I was asking you to leave. I just was wondering that woke you up to this other thing.
Absolutely. The ordinary life continues, you know, until your last breath. The aim of the spiritual life is for there to not be terminal mortality, to escape death
normality.
In some sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I mean mortality.
And no, I said terminal normality. It's a
You said normality. Okay, I heard
normality. Yeah.
The aim and purpose of spiritual work is based on the belief that there is an aspect of myself that is beyond the body, that outlives the body. Some call it soul. Some call it self. Jesus said, I am that I am. When he said that, he was quoting Moses. This I is believed to be the fundamental consciousness that animates your very existence. It enters at conception. It departs. As they say, the spirit departs when the body, quote, dies. The body doesn't die because of an injury or an illness. The body, quote, dies when the consciousness separates from it. And the aim
John,
of
I want to say that
I just got a
note from Chris, the engineer. We have a bird loose in the studio. So I want you to be aware there's a bird in the studio. So it makes a bird sound.
I want you.
And there's something else very unusual. It's very pleasant, yeah. Chris said he doesn't know. I guess it's there and it's kind of flying around.
I hear it. So we'll pretend we're speaking outside, that's all.
Exactly. We're at the park. And, you know, Lisa's very in tune with animals, and she could hear them speak, and they speak to her. So I wanted to make that a note as well. Hey, we got a caller. Let me see if the caller's there. Yes.
Janet asked if she could speak during this first half hour because she isn't going to be with us for the whole
hour. Oh, right, Janet.
So
all right, yeah, I want to go back to
her.
It's between the bird tweets.
Yes.
Maybe the bird.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, just in terms of what you brought up about mime and love, mime is actually the art of mime for me is actually touching the invisible. You know, what people know for mime is that they create walls and boxes. That's one, that people know because Marcel Marceau did that. But I want to give everybody a little exercise to see
Beautiful.
That what a mime does is actually touching the soul. because you're touching the invisible, and you're focusing from it within, and your intention is coming out. And then birds sing too. And so anyway,
Yes. The bird heard you, Janet. The bird heard you.
It's pretty, you know. Yeah. Well, I'll tell that story. Mm. But let's have everybody experience this. So,
okay, I'm ready. We're ready.
And just shake them up a bit, so that we're getting the blood flowing in the hands. So relax them completely and just shake them. All right. And then when you stop, keep them relaxed, and you'll feel tingles in your hands. You feel your hands tingling a little bit. And then you come up and you touch the invisible wall. So you flatten out your hands with your intention. So what we're doing in MIME is creating shared awareness and energy with the audience, with someone else. And that is sharing love. So when and energy. So basically, we have the ability. That's what MIME is. Now, MIMEs that you want to drop the things on their heads and punch them in the nose. What you're doing is, the thing is, in silence, you cannot lie. So what happens is, when someone puts a white face on or a mask, exposing what they're feeling. They're exposing it. So if someone's just doing a technique, which is a box in space, not coming from within and seeing the invisible and sharing that, they're just a beginner, or, you know, I don't think it's a bad intention, but people don't like it because it's not real. It's not
honest.
They're lying. Yeah, it's not honest.
Right.
Other thing about MIME is, you cannot lie. You cannot lie. The audience sees. You see. You because it's an energy exchange.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. So if you want to punch out the MIME, it's that
yes.
they're not quite in touch with themselves, and it's obvious and great. So that's the MIME that we're working with here, is the actual, it's a meditative practice.
I got to tell you something, Janet, I want to tell you, share something with you, that the bird sound responds different. The bird flying pattern responds different when it heard Lisa's voice. So we're going to continue. It's true, Lisa. We're gonna talk. We're gonna explain when we come back. Vibrant Living Network. We've got a caller for John, Adora on line 6, and Janet. Beautiful exercise. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity, and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, ear to ear, all around the world. And we're stepping out of time. We're exploring something different. John Adago is with us. We got Adora on line six. Adora, you had a question for John.
Hi there. Yes, I do. I'm curious how you can develop and practice this love, heart-opening practice with someone that you've had deep, painful abuse with, someone who you still love but have endured great hardship with.
Thanks, Adore.
Yes, thank you for that question. Well, probably the first thing that has to be remembered is what we all learned as a basic prayer: forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So the unity would start with forgiveness. But at the same time, although we may love the individual unconditionally, that doesn't mean that every form of behavior is acceptable. To the contrary, as in Christianity, we reject the sin, although we love the sinner. And so, as one looks at one's beloved, and if one seeks to continue to devote themselves, yourself, to nurturing his finest and noblest parts and characteristics, then you look past the faults. But at the same time, one cannot be naive. One has to protect oneself against the inferior aspects of other people, particularly if they're directed at you. And so we have to learn how to be the gentle dove, the loving dove, and the sly fox that doesn't ever get caught in the trap or allow another to harm him. It takes strength to be of use to yourself and to somebody else. This is not about sentimentality. This is about seeing the truth about yourself, seeing the truth about the other individual, and then fulfilling your life by learning how to love that person. Of course, you have to determine if that person is worthy of your love. It sounds like you've already made that decision. And if you find that in truth you want to devote your life to nurturing, loving, and caring for this person, well, that's halfway there. The other half is learning how to do it. And the way it's done is by putting your attention on them and not on you. In conscious love, the two become one, because essentially your needs and wants are not in the picture. The whole focus of your attention is the beloved. Now, the beautiful thing about intentional or conscious love is it evokes the same in response. And so all needs are taken care of. But if you do not find a worthy lover, if in fact he takes and does not love and give, well, then you need to look carefully at the situation.
John, we just got to give Janet a moment to give her She's going to go teach a class in Kauai, the home of our upcoming retreat on the remarkable, how to embrace the remarkable as a way of life with John Adago. Apparently, I'm going to be there. And you, all you guys. So, Janet, I just wanted to give you a moment, because I know you a little, just a moment to give out the website. Give the I know you're, there's a beautiful write-up forthcoming around the retreat. And we're going to continue with John Adago and Lisa LaRose and the bird. So go ahead, Janet. Go ahead and give out your contact, and how people be in touch with you. And thanks for sharing that beautiful exercise. You're the kind of mom I want to hug. I don't want to put a drop of safe on, by the way.
Look at the bird singing to Janet. Janet, are you still there?
Are you going to give out your... Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Is Janet, you still there?
Janet. Lost her.
Oh, we lost her. So, Lisa, why does the bird sing to you, and why is the bird singing to you?
Well, let me... I'll just give out Janet's website, which is...
Oh, please, Lisa, you're a practical, prosperous mystic. Yes, please do that.
So it's
and we'll get back to John and Adora, too.
Yeah, hotyoga.spill.
Yes.
.com. And I want to give out John Adago's website in case somebody would like to order the books, or they can get it on Amazon, which is thejourneyback.net. So it's thejourneyback.net. And So and why the bird sings? It's not a caged bird. It's free.
Oh, it's free.
It's, I think it's giving us its blessings. I mean, what a blessing.
Wow.
To have in speaking about loving all creatures, right? Great and small.
So, okay, Adora. So, John, are you still there, Adora? Adora.
No,
she might have left.
Maybe we'll
just, all right.
She probably
all right.
Hear it.
Hung up and listened. Yeah. Hang up and listen. You know, John, I want to ask you something. Lisa, did you want to address the bird? Do you want to say anything to the bird? Because I feel like the bird's responding differently to you. You want to say anything to the bird before John responds?
No, actually,
what would you want to share with the bird?
Thank you for your beautiful song, I guess. That's all I'd like to say. Yeah, and then it sings louder, right? But maybe you could hold off on your song so we can, you know, hear John's wisdom. John,
I want to. Yeah, go ahead, John. Go ahead. Thank you, Lisa.
Did you have a question, Glenn?
No, I said, you know, since Glenn seems to be, fixated. I know, you know, I appreciate your response to Adora because, you know, sometimes self-love, and knowing that, you know, what serves us best. And really recognizing that we first need to, you know, forgive the sinner but not love the sins, I think is really important, and being able to recognize that. Do you have any additional words of wisdom in how people can sort of discern the difference and how they can, whether it be using meditation to kind of separate themselves or other techniques that they may find useful?
Well, there's a cartoon that illustrates this. The cartoon depicts a man and a woman and a child standing in front of a house that's burning. And the caption reads, "Yes, Johnny, we still love you. We just don't like what you did." and what's being spoken about is discernment, mm-hmm. about knowing the right from the wrong, about distinguishing between the transient and the eternal, between the superficial and the essential. And this discernment is quite necessary if we're going to practice the art of love. With a child, all behavior is appropriate at the age of one, for example. All behavior is appropriate. You simply see the need and you attend to it. But as we mature into adulthood, we have will and choice, and we're responsible for our actions. And many different actions and manifestations come toward us in the course of a day. And we need to have an understanding or a memory of what it is that I want. What do I want from this relationship, or what do I want from my life? What's the aim and purpose of my life? What is it that I sense will bring me happiness and fulfillment? And it's useful from time to time to contemplate for a few minutes and perhaps formulate a name for the week or a name for the season or a name for this stage of my life. And by formulating a name, I mean reflect upon what it is that I think will fulfill my life. We're often very vague about what we think will make us happy. It's a little bit of a constantly changing target. And sometimes the aims take us in different directions. Mm-hmm. So the first step to love another is to know myself. What is it that I think will lead me to happiness and fulfillment? And then how does that come into play in my relationship? Now, in relationship, everyone is looking for love, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about learning how to love. Remember when Moses gave the commandments and when Jesus gave the golden rule, they defined love as a matter of law. In order for a man or woman to live a fulfilled life, he must learn how to love and care for all those in his sphere or radius of contact. His family, his business associations, his friends, his neighbors, the people that cross his path, as well as the situations and circumstances that are presented to him. For the role, his role is to care for the creation, to foster the good, to stand up for the right and the true. So discernment is a big part of this. Understanding what is finer and what is coarser, and learning to nurture the finer in yourself and in your life.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. You're listening to John Adago and Lisa LaRose is with us. And a bird story, if I may. A bird story. So here's the thing. We're human beings, but somehow illness, when illness occurs or blockages or obstacles, We lose touch with our humanness, and we go into another kingdom. So we have the mineral kingdom, we have the animal kingdom, the mineral. And so the idea is when we fully wake up, we experience the frequency of love in a very different way. Now, one of the things that I came across some things that were talking about this idea of one-mindedness, and that we all share one mind. So there's a bigger universal mind, a mind of oneness. And when I first kind of got interested in this in my teens, the idea was that the expression of love, that when someone's fearful, they're crying out for love. And if you see that, when you recognize it, it shifts the perception, not just for you, but for the other person. So the first story that I heard about this, John and Lisa, was a story about a woman in New York City who was in the subway station, and she senses this guy is trailing her. And she's a student, by the way. She's a student of love. She's a student of this program. And she's really fearful the man's going to rape her and kill her. She has that thought. You know, she has a perception. And so she says in a moment, a flick of a moment, she realizes by, if you will, higher inspiration or intuition, she asked the man to come have coffee with her, the man that she perceives is going to kill her and rape her. And he says immediately yes. And they're sitting having a conversation. I want you guys to play with this one. It's a big one. That when we let go of fear, something happens, and we respond to another aspect of mind, a bigger mind, a universal mind, depending how you say it. And when they had this coffee, he actually says to her, he says, you know what's funny? I really enjoy sitting having coffee with you. And he goes, I think she asked him, he said he was going to rape and kill her. But he says he feels at love. He feels this quality of love. They developed a very deep bond, by the way. And what this book was about was a psychiatrist I became very close with, Jerry Jampolsky. And this is a whole book about shifts of perception, and how a shift of perception could give us this experience of love that we cannot generate out of our habitual sense of love. And it kind of altered me. It altered my life. And then at another point in my life, I had someone pick me up hitchhiking, and they put a knife to my throat. And I was reflecting on this idea of when you perceive someone attacking, they're crying out for love. And I became aware of it for a moment, for a holy moment. And he put the knife away and let me out of the car. So I find that this bigger mind that Larry Dossey talks about in some of his work, he talks about this idea that there's local mind and there's a bigger mind. I find very interesting this idea that we're bonded in this way that's beyond our usual. And by the way, the bird's back in the studio. Just want you guys know. We'll continue with Vibrant Living, John Adago, Lisa LaRose, and her relationship with the bird in a moment.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Network. Lisa LaRose, John Adago, talking about love today. I had an experience over probably 3 months where I came out of 6 years of sort of heartbreak and a different experience of love. My cells, where I could breathe and my body changed. And if you will, I did hear a different bird song. I saw colors differently. I experienced my breath going to places in my body I never experienced. And what I did is I brought that to someone I deeply loved. And my perception of her changed. And then I saw I needed to share this, and I started to write a book, which has become a movie called The Announcement. I'm always exploring what this means because I'm always curious how to bring this experience of love, because it's, you know, I think a lot of what we learn is still unclear. You know, do we? And John talked about discernment. Lisa, again, this you know, the bird's in the studio, and so what happens is, how I know the bird's so attracted to you is the bird moves differently. It flies differently when it hears your voice. Let's say something to the bird. John, I know this is unusual. Say something to the bird, Lisa. I want to see if the bird responds to you. Just say anything. Go ahead.
I'm not hearing the same way that you are. So, oh, there it goes. It must be in alignment.
What are you hearing?
Well, now I'm hearing the bird. Yeah.
You are hearing the bird.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm taking it as blessings of abundance.
All right.
An abundant blessing.
John, what about you? What do you hear when you hear the bird, John?
Well,
I like your well there.
I'm sitting out, looking out a screen door into my yard.
Yes.
There are probably 30 birds. So that sound is not unique or unusual to me. But as to what we hear is what we hope we hear.
Yes.
It's the sound of truth.
Yes.
What we hoped we hear is the sound of love. But it has to be listened for. Listening in this case is something that is active rather than passive. So, you know, if you ask, well, what do I hear in the bird? Well, I hear a universal consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because the consciousness that is animating that bird is the same consciousness that's animating me and you.
Yes.
Consciousness takes many different forms. But it's the one consciousness.
I love it. I want to let you guys in on something. I want to say that I meet people by grace in the remarkable without knowing them. And in some cases, I've went on to work with these people like Lisa forever, really. I met Darren. He's a renowned sound healer from Hawaii. He works about 200 instruments, and people come to him. He's worked apparently with people who have been paralyzed. He works with frequency. And he's represented the bird. He's represented the tones today on today's program. I felt a sense of instant love and connection with him. Darren, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. Yes, hi, Glenn.
All right, so what's the story? Do you feel a strange attraction to Lisa, or is it it's a universal love that transcends a personal attraction to Lisa?
Oh, it's that place of love that I shared. This song that just emanates out of me.
That's all done by Darren's voice, by the way. That's no instrument. That's actually Darren.
That's my lips doing the work.
That's your lips. Yeah, I was. What did you think, Lisa? Well, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Well, very impressive, for sure.
Yeah. So, John, I want to introduce you to Darren. He lives on Kauai, and I felt he was going to come by maybe and be at the retreat. And I said to him today, I don't know if you noticed it, John, but in the beginning of the show, when I talked about that love and music of the soul. Did you hear Darren was doing sounds in the backdrop of you when you were sharing?
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I felt your message is one of soul and music, and that the thing I really would like is for people to feel the frequency. Because I feel like when frequency, and this is what I talked to Darren about last time, when frequency is altered, it changes everything. And that, no matter what the medicine is, that it's the frequency in music. And in terms of love, it's surely when a couple has a miracle of reunion, they feel the frequency that there was an obstacle that they might have had before. But when the obstacle is dissolved, a deeper love could now move in. I call that the miracle of reunion.
Well, yes. Gurdjieff had a phrase. He said, your level of being seeks your life. And what he meant by that is, as your understanding, as your ability to love grows, the vibration of your being changes. And what you meet in your life is a reflection of that vibration that you're putting out moment by moment.
Very true. Now, you, in your book, John, you talk about, you know, true lovers having a sense of peace about themselves. And I know you and your wife have been married for many years. What do you find in your sense of peace in your relationship, or you know, how you approach that, that would be some, I guess, words of wisdom that you could share with other people that would like to be in that same type of a bonding and relationship.
Well, what I would say is, and I've been married 47 years, and what grows is the desire to take care of her. What grows is the ability to sense what it is that she needs and provide it. But it's very much a normal relationship. We fight a lot. There's plenty of friction.
I appreciate your honesty.
It's not a matter of that I experience this eternal bliss and that's why I stay with her. But rather, what is growing is, I mean, the joy grows, as does the willingness to be her lover, to be someone that watches her grow and develop. And, of course, I feel the same in response from her to me. It's important to remember that that we were put on this earth to love, not to be loved. We all are loved. We're loved by our parents, we're loved by our loved ones, we're loved by God. This is something we receive. Often we're not even aware of it, like we're not aware of the sunshine or the fact that with every breath we take, we're taking in solar energy, which is a manifestation of consciousness. With every breath we take, a molecule of oxygen breaks up, and what's released from that molecular bond is the stored energy of the sun, which is a physical manifestation of consciousness. We are being constantly loved. That's how we survive. If we're cut off from that love for just a few minutes, we perish. And we need to learn to love one another as he has loved us, to be an active force in the creation, a force that's pulling from the creative end of the rope, as opposed
John, give out your website. Some people have just asked to make sure you give out your website. Please give out your website.
It's thejourneyback.net, www.thejourneyback.net. I can also be reached at programpublishing@gmail.com. And the books Ancient Wisdom Can Enrich Your Life Today and East Meets West are available on Amazon.
Lisa, onewisdom.com, onewisdom.com. Darren, we're going to kick off a series with On Frequency Music and What Moves Your Soul and Heals Your Body. It's going to be a series on tone, frequency, and how that changes your very rhythm of being. Darren, what's your website, how people could learn about you and be in touch with you? Okay, he doesn't speak in English that much. He usually speaks in tones. So those of you that can understand it, that's beautiful, Darren. He's, by the way, a wonderful party guest if you need a party guest. He does a lot of matchmaking through that bird sound, by the way. He told me he was going to be shy today. He did say that to me. John, I love that, what you just said about fighting. You know, wow. Sometimes I think we got to get out of the pictures and get into the genuineness so we can be genuine around each other and be really radically honest in a way that's very different than the suppression of honesty that I think we get kind of, you know, we conform to get along.
That a relationship, any relationship, is work. It's hard work, mm-hmm. And work is defined in physics as force against resistance. And the force is our habits and our mechanical concerns and our self-centeredness. And the force is our will, our desire to put all that aside and take care of what's around us, what's been given to us to take care of. And the joy is that we watch the people and the circumstances around us grow and flourish. That's our satisfaction. Not that I take care of her so that she takes care of me.
Yeah,
generally, sure. That happens in a relationship. But that's mm-hmm. not the aim and purpose of our action. Mm-hmm. I act for her benefit, not to endear her to me. Mm. The same is true with the child. If we give the child things that they want, even though they're not to their benefit, we call that spoiling the child. It's an immature form of love. It really isn't love at all, because what I'm giving the child is not for his benefit. It's to endear him to me. We need to mature beyond that emotional love to intentional or conscious love, that we make it the sun to shine on the just and the unjust, on everything and all around us, that we be perfect, even as the Son and our Father in heaven is perfect.
To be with John in Kauai with Janet Garoff and myself. Lisa, would you kind of give out that website again? Because there's a new poster, or not a new flyer, and more information about our July retreat, and how also you could start listening to excerpts from some of the things John has shared on the program. How could people, you know, that website Lisa with
so
Janet has?
Hot.
Thank you.
Yoga Princeville, PRINCEVILLE.com. So hotyogaprinceville.com.
And there's something about the upcoming retreat on the remarkable. How to experience the remarkable. And, you know, one of the things we're going to get into next week, how does this become stickable? And this is a real retreat inquiry. How do you bring this so your brain changes and consciousness becomes your resource, different than your brain sounds, different than what you're used to? It's like changing the dial or changing the frequency, or as Lisa might say, having the bird sound come alive again in our lives.
you summoned it.
Chris has not been able to get that bird out of the studio, but he just said it's a blessing. So that's going to be a regular thing. Hey, Darren, you want to share 30 seconds of how people could experience this healing frequency in their lives? You want to leave them with an awareness that you, for 30 years, you've worked with people on creating custom sounds and frequencies. You shared me a beautiful story about a boy in Hawaii that was paralyzed and just gained mobility back. So frequency opens us up to receive and go beyond stagnation. You want to share that in music or voice, maybe a 30-second exercise, Darren?
Yeah. I can share it in voice. I just encourage each of us to just maintain awareness, and everything in awareness is what allows us to access that invisible, that unknown. And when we step into that place in presence, I call it the infinity. We get to step into the infinity and touch anything what's within that infinity. So what I want to share with others is maintain presence. By maintaining presence, we can access anything that's available. And I'll share a little song.
I want to thank Darren. I want to thank Adora for calling in. We had some other calls we didn't get up to. We go open up the lines again next week. John Adago. Conversations and explorations into the remarkable as an experience you could bring in your life. Coming up in Hawaii, Kauai. They call Kauai the island of love. And they say when you get off the plane in Kauai that your whole frequency changes. Darren's been in Kauai, I think, 30 years.
I've been in Kauai for 18 years now.
I'm giving you, I credit you, I'm 12 years. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. Yeah, that was a linear, gift. I think linearness is not music. So anyway, Lisa, deeply thank you. John, deeply thank you. We'll speak. Darren, it's a blessing meeting you, and I'm looking forward to the symphony and the songs we'll share with people forever. Thank you. Your life, precious, and joy. I'm Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Network. And thank you, Chris, who's a family member here at Om Times Radio. Thank you.